Moose Jaw. The Moose Jaw and District Food Bank is bracing for a challenging year ahead as demand for its services continues to rise alongside the national trend of increased food bank usage, and an added uncertainty about the economic ramifications of U.S. tariff policies. According to Food Banks Canada, January and February have already shown higher than average numbers for food bank visits across the country, a trend that Jason Moore, executive director of the Moose Jaw Food Bank, expects to impact the local economy in the coming months. "I know that this year is going to be really challenging, maybe even more so than past years," Moore said. "We are seeing our food depleting rapidly, and faster than last year, as numbers continue to rise. Food Banks Canada is preparing for the worst and is suggesting that our numbers are going to go up even higher than expected." Moore pointed to the rising cost of groceries and housing as two key factors driving the increased need for food assistance, and recent tariffs on imported and exported goods are expected to add further pressure. "Housing issues play a big part in that too, because if your rent is higher, then you're picking, do I have a place to live, or do I have food to eat? And usually, a roof over your head will win, so pressure is then put on food banks to meet that demand." While the full impact of recent tariffs has yet to hit the economy, Moore explained that the food bank has seen an unusual, short-term benefit, an influx of donations from local grocery stores as they pull American goods from their shelves. "The only thing we have noticed, so far, is that we've started to receive more donations from our grocery stores, rather than garbage, food items. They're donating them to the food bank," he said. However, Moore emphasized that this unexpected boost will not last long. "That will be short-lived because once those products are off the shelves, these retailers won't be purchasing more American products until new trade deals are put in place, or until tariffs are lifted," he said. In addition to rising demand, the food bank could also face decreased donations if the anticipated economic downturn affects those who typically support the organization most. "Our community has been exceptional at supporting this food bank for 40 years, Moore said. "That said, when the economy is in crisis, it affects everybody, and so those who are able to donate a lot may find themselves in a situation where they can't donate as much. As visits increase and donations drop, then we have to find some way to pick up that slack, so that we're still able to provide a service to people in need," he added. To address the anticipated challenges, Moore said the food bank is exploring creative solutions and is working closely with Food Banks Canada and government partners to secure additional resources. Despite the uncertainty ahead, Moore remains hopeful that a solution will be found. "There are nights where I'm not sleeping great," he admitted, adding that, "we may be struggling to continue helping those in need, but it's also a challenge, and I'm up for it." One plan he currently has in the works is the addition of a summertime fundraising campaign to support the food bank during its slowest time of the year for donations. "We're hoping for the best but preparing for the worst," he said. For more information, including how to donate or access services, visit mjfoodbank.org or call 306-692-2911. The Moose Jaw and District Food Bank is located at 270 Fairford Street West.